Bob Chix, president of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohicans and the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, will discuss economic development, education, health care, and natural resources in Indian Country. Chix adds he'll invite lawmakers to adopt a joint resolution recognizing their government-to-government collaboration with Wisconsin tribes.
Passing a joint resolution of that nature really sort of embodies the spirit of not only what we've been talking about for a very long time, but in reality what really happens between the tribe and legislative branch of government.
Chix says this year's address will be drafted and pre-approved by tribal leaders ahead of time, unlike last year's off-the-cuff address by then Great Lakes Intertribal Council President Patricia DePerry. A Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa member, DePerry openly blasted the internal bickering over tribal casinos.
Gaming is part of the lurking that goes on. I ask, where are the Indian hearts?
Bob Chix says this year's address will have a more tempered tone.
I had never envisioned, nor do I believe most of the tribal leaders had ever envisioned an opportunity to, to call the state to task or other tribes to task for anything. This is an opportunity to talk about ideas and relationships and future.
A Native American drum and honor song and color guard ceremony will be held prior to the State of the Tribes address. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.